Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Weakley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dick Drott. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball four. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Haller reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is walked intentionally. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball four. Haller moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Drott moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels bunts towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Drott moves to third. Warwick moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Drott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. Weakley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. McCovey picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on McCovey. Runnels moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Alou steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. Haller moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davenport. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Haller scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sanford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weakley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sanford. Staub moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weakley hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lillis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Ernie Fazio pinch hits for Don McMahon. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis scores. It's 8-3, Giants. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.